then when you're not getting enough time in God's presence, enough time in a relationship with God, then everything is off kilter. Everything's off balance. Every part of our being is meant to be in sync with one another, our spirit, our souls, and our bodies. And guess who's going to help us to balance it all out? Holy Spirit. Welcome back to Changing Lives. We are changing lives with the Word of God. Praise God. Thank you for joining in with me this go around. We've been talking about balancing, finding balance and maintaining balance. And so I shared some spiritual truths and some good nuggets in the Word with you from our previous podcast, and I'm thankful that you're here. If you hadn't had a chance to listen to it, go back, because they're all connected, because there's so much good stuff to help us to live a balanced life in every area of our lives. And so I want to jump off from talking about the balancer. We talked about God. He is the balancer. And one of the things that is, a few things that are spiritual truths in my life that I constantly keep before me when I'm trying to balance life, no matter what it is, balancing work, balancing, you know, being a mother, being a wife, being this and being that, you know. And so I'm constantly reminded of these spiritual truths. And one is the scripture from out of 2 Peter 1:3. And it says, according as his divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So this ties into my belief system, my value system, what I hope for in life, what I value in life, whenever I'm trying to work through something. And sometimes it seems like it can be a lot. And this particular spiritual truth from the Word helps me to put all things in perspective. And so when I look at it, it says, he has given to me all things that pertain to life and godliness. And I believe, and I'm sure you agree, that being balanced in life is a part of life and godliness. It is a part of living the good life, right? And so when I realize that God has given me, according to his divine power, all that I need, right? And so, and my job is to tap into those things that he has given me in order to live an enjoyable and godly life, right? And so that is one spiritual truth. And then another one, and I remember learning this when I was in college. You know, I didn't have the cares of a husband and family and all of that. I was just dealing with the workload of school and trying to graduate, right? And so I felt like the world was on me, and I was having financial, despair, and just trying to balance this thing out and still, you know, be in there to study and to get good grades so I can graduate. And so this scripture, Psalms 68:19, says, blessed is the Lord who daily loads us up with benefits, the God of our salvation. And that just caused everything to click, because I begin to think, if he on a daily basis, that means God is constantly thinking about us on a daily basis to set us up for success. Psalms 103 is a very familiar song that we know, and it talks about, bless the Lord, O my soul. And what does it say? And forget not all his benefits. Don't forget just one. Don't forget all of them, because there's so many benefits that he gives us to live the godly life and to live the good life, right? And so those two scriptures by itself constantly reminds me that God is working some things for my good. God is on my side. He's given me what I need to succeed and whatever he has given me in my life, okay? And so let's just take a quick moment to think about the benefits. Of course, God himself, God alone, all by himself. And if I could just, I mean, I would take many messages to talk about God himself, right? Jesus, we already know he died for us. He's our savior. He's our redeemer. He shed his blood for us. And the blood, he has still given us power in the blood to cover us, to protect us, to wash and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is power in the blood. Glory to God. And he's given us authority. These are things, you know, these are spiritual truths that when I go to God in prayer every morning, I'm thanking him for who he is, my father, my Abba father, my protector. You know, he's the one that looks over me. He loves me. He lavishes me with love and all the benefits that the characteristics of who he is in my life, and then the Holy Spirit. And I get to meditating and thanking the Holy Spirit for being my comfort and my advocate, for being my standby, my intercessor, for being my helper, my helper. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, right? He is a benefit in our lives. I thank God for the angelic host. Do you know you are assigned an angel? And my God, do we ever, you know, really underestimate the power of our angelic hosts and our angelic assistants, okay? And so there are spiritual truths all throughout the Word. So the Word itself is quick, is powerful. Come on now. You know, we want these quick, you know, 1, 2, 3 steps. And there's no way that you can get to these 1, 2, 3 steps without the benefits that God loads us up with daily. It has to be woven in our lives, okay? And so we look at the benefit of the Holy Spirit. He instructs us about our inner relationship, our career. He wants to instruct us about our work, whether it's church ministry or community service or finances. Holy Spirit wants to be involved in every aspect of our lives, okay? So what we need to do is yield to the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, show me the areas of my life that I'm out of balance and help me to develop strategies to balance those areas, okay? Because he can show you, and oftentimes he's probably already showed you, you need to just make up in your mind that you're going to do something about the imbalance that's in your life, right? But you don't just don't go in your own strength and try to work this thing out. Ask the Holy Spirit, help me to develop strategies. And that's what it is. It is strategies, techniques, because it's for you as an individual person. Now, you may be able to take on somebody else's strategy that the Holy Spirit has given them, and it may work. But because we're all so different, our makeup is so different, our relationships and our total being of how we do life is not exactly the same as the next person. So we have to depend on the Holy Spirit, okay? And so what I want to talk to you about for the rest of this podcast is the balancing act, because really that's what it is. I talked to you about in the last podcast that, you know, it's a constant state of being. You are constantly balancing day by day and all throughout the day, learning to balance. You know, you could be set out to have a schedule of doing something, and then something happens, something comes up, you have to change your schedule around. That's balancing, right? When you are using godly wisdom, when you are calling upon the Holy Spirit to use your intellect, to use wisdom to be able to work things and manage and say, okay, I can go pick up the kids. If I can get you to help me out to do this, then I can do that. That's all a part of the balancing act, okay? And balancing act is not necessarily a bad thing. You know, it's life. You live life by how well you're able to depend on the Holy Spirit, God, the Father, and all the benefits to do life, which is a balancing act. Okay. And so we have to look at it in a different light, because when we look at it as negative, we look at it as punishment in our lives. Okay. No, this is a part of living. You have to take the responsibility. You have to steward how you are managing all of this. All of that ties into balance. Okay. And so Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and pretty much most of that chapter, it talks about there is a time for everything. There's a time to live. There's a time to die. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to play. There's a time and a season for everything, right? And so that's good knowledge to know, but you can't just go by knowledge. You gotta have wisdom to know what to do with that knowledge. When you are in a season where you can play and rest, so do it well. But also know when that season shifts, you know, and sometimes we are out of balance because we refuse to recognize the shifts and the changes in our lives that's happening. You know, when I was single, you know, I had more, you know, free time to do certain things based on what I wanted to do. But when you get married, now you have to come into agreement with your spouse. Now, when you start having kids, now you got to begin to think, you know, well, I can't just leave the house and leave my wife at the house and I just go do what I want to do. No, you got to think about now you have others who are a part of you stewarding your life that you have invited them in by you consenting to even be married and have a family, right? We do grown folks things. Grown folks things have grown folks responsibility, right? And so these are all things that require us to recognize, okay, I'm not in that season anymore. So sometimes you may have to say no to your friends, your girlfriends, and say, listen, I'm going to have to take the time to be with my family this time. That is my priority. We talked about that, right? That is what I value the most. It doesn't mean you're not important. It just means that this is more important, and that's what I'm going to prioritize in my life. Okay. And so we got to recognize when, what the times are, what time is it for you? You know, I used to be able to stay up late at night. I consider myself a night owl because I would get doing most of whatever at night, you know, and then in the mornings I sleep in. You know, when you start having a family, that dynamics changes quickly. And I used to say all the time, I'm a night owl. I'm not a morning person. And I would be, you know, just cranky in the morning. If I had to wake up earlier than, than usual. And so, but then I had to realize, girl, you're in a different season. You're going to have to shift. And so I had to stop saying that I'm not a morning person, because that was working against me. That was constantly working against my faith to be able to do whatever I need to do. And I needed faith in believing I can get up early enough in the morning so I can get some things accomplished. Sometimes having to get up earlier, even before the kids, when they were younger, you know, to get some things accomplished. And so I remember getting up early at 6 o'clock in the morning, going to the grocery store. Why? Because I had 3 young kids and I wasn't about to tackle that going into the grocery store with 3 young kids. So I had to manage it. So they were still in the bed asleep. They were at the house with their dad. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, went down the street to the grocery store, got all the groceries, got them all in the house, all packed and ready. And by that time, they were ready to get up and get ready to go to school. So those were things that I had to learn to do, you know, in order to balance things out. Okay. But I recognized the season that I was in. I'm not a single girl anymore. I can't do single girl things. I have to do married girl things now, which means I had to take responsibility for my relationships that I had within my family structure. And so that ties into stewardship, okay? Stewardship, you have to steward your time. You have to steward yourself. And you have to steward your commitment. When you commit to doing this, when you take on a job, right, there's a level of commitment that you're supposed to bring to the table. And you have to have a balance of that. It's in balance when you're doing work on your job that's not for that job. Oh, I know you don't want to hear that. That's imbalance, right? And so you got to learn how to honor the commitment that you made. The balance is be committed to that. And then God will cause favor to be on your life where you'll be able to manage other things outside of the time that you're supposed to be devoted to your job. The other thing is this, you know, sometimes we commit to overworking, you know, and to the detriment of ourselves. Our bodies are going in and you know, being overworked and stressed and all of that. Our children are lacking, our husbands or family structures, or just that whole balance of, you know, life when you're a workaholic. Okay. Hard work is good, but when you overwork, you cause other things to get out of balance, and you cause the enemy to have a foothold or a way in to devour and to pounce upon you. It's just where it is. Time after time, I've seen it happen. And so then from that stewardship of yourself, you know, knowing how to take care of yourself, knowing how to have the right amount of self-care, because some of us got so much self-care, you don't have time for nothing else. Come on now. You need a balance, all right? You need a balance. You want to have good, healthy self-care where, yes, you take care of yourself. You care about the way you look. You care about how you feel. And you invest in that. You invest in how you eat, how you invest in fitness, all of those things. But when you don't do those things, you're out of balance. And because God created every part of our being to be so connected, it causes other areas to be out of balance. I'm reminded of the scripture that says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So God made a spirit, soul, and body. He made us one person, but three-part being. Sounds familiar? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And we are to depend on all three, right? But when we are out of balance in our lives, when we're not eating properly, when we're not, you know, keeping our bodies moving in a healthy way that enriches the vitality of our lives, it wears on other areas of our lives. It wears on our soul. It wears on our emotions. It wears on how we interact with other people. It causes us, sometimes we're short, we don't feel well, we can become more sickly than we should. We shouldn't be sick anyway. But when we look at the imbalance in our lives, it could be a direct correlation to, you know, the sickness. And so we have to recognize that. So we need balance spiritually. Okay. You can't, you know, we've heard the term, you can't be so spiritual that you know earthly good. It's like, come on, we got to bring you down to earth so that you can be able to be of any good in the earth realm. Right. Okay. And so you got to have that balance. But if you're out of balance in any way, too much or too less, I mean, you can't get enough of God, but there is a balance of recognizing that you're in the earth realm. So you have to interact with human beings, believe that or not. You got to interact with human beings, right? You got to come out your prayer closet to interact with your husband. He needs some attention, okay? All right. And I believe that the Holy Spirit will show you how to balance that all out, right? And so, but then when you're not getting enough time in God's presence, enough time in a relationship with God, then everything is off kilter. Everything's off balance. And it causes your soul to be out of alignment. It causes your body to be out of alignment. So every part of our being is meant to be in sync with one another, our spirit, our souls, and our bodies. And guess who's going to help us to balance it all out? Holy Spirit. And because God has given us all things, what? That pertains to life and godliness. Okay. And so let me share this scripture with you. James 2:17. So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds and actions of obedience to back it up, this is the Amplified, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, and dead. Okay? So you're going to have to put the work in, right? There are sometimes when you put the work in trying to be balanced, it seems like, oh, I don't have time to put this in order to be balanced. Listen, you got to recognize that you got to do something, okay? You can't just continue to spiral out, okay? So sometimes there may be things naturally that you have to do. You may have to organize your household. You may have to organize your kitchen. You may have to organize practical things that will help to set you up for success and to set you up to be balanced. I remember as a young mother, you know, I would be so frustrated in the mornings because, of course, guess what? You're dealing with young kids. They don't want to get up, or if they get up, they're cranky. They want this, they want that. And so I remember just being so frustrated. And the Lord says, you have to order your day. And sometimes a part of ordering your day is preparing the day before. You know, so if it's formula that you have to make, you may not be the best idea to try to make formula on the spot where they're pulling at you, right? So most of the time, you know, I don't know if it's the same nowadays, but back then it was where you could make the milk ahead of time if you were dealing with formula, and it would last for over 24 hours, right? So I had to learn to prep the bottles the night before. I had to learn to prepare certain things, to lay out clothes, to, you know, to create systems the night before. If they're in school, pack lunch. You know, if they have lunch, pack lunch the night before. You know, and then you have to back it all up. You can't pack lunch if you haven't gone grocery shopping. So then I had to organize, okay, well, I'm going to go grocery shopping once a week. Not every time I need something, I'm going to go to the grocery store. I had to order my life in order to be able to keep it balanced as I move forward. And so all of those things are practical things, right? But these are some key principles that you need to have operating in your life, okay? One is you got to understand your role. What is your role? Are you a mother? Are you a wife? Are you an employee? You know, understanding those roles that you are, okay? And then from that, what are your duties? You may have some duties at church, responsibilities of church, whatever. You need to look at those and see what's most valuable. And we talked about it before. And then you have to prioritize and then determine, I'm going to steward these well. Okay. So principles of this is you got to become a planner. Want to know why? Because we're made in the image and likeness of God. And guess what? God is a planner. He sure is. Jeremiah 29, come on, 11. For I know the plans I have for you. Well, how did he get those plans? You think somebody gave those plans to him? No. He worked that plan for our lives, right? And he wants it to come to pass. So because he wants good things to come to pass in our lives, he worked out a plan. Guess what, y'all? By daily loading us with benefits and by giving us everything that pertains to life and godliness stemming from his divine power. Glory to God. Okay, so you got to get your mind straight, right? And you got to recognize, I am a planner because God is a planner, okay? And then the next thing is you have to become a manager. A manager is someone who takes something and does whatever they need to do to make sure it's in its proper order and things are in its proper place to be able to be successful or of benefit. That's a good definition, right? So you got to manage your time, which means you have the responsibility to steward your own time. And whether you decide to give up your time or your right of your time to somebody else because you don't want to say no, or you don't know how to shut things down and say, okay, enough of this, I'm going to have to move on. That's all on you. You can't put it on other people, right? You have to take responsibility for how you manage your time, right? How you manage your hours, your days, your months, your years, right? So you have to be determined, I am a good manager and I'm going to manage my time well. These are all principles that you got to get your mind straight first, because you can't be going at trying to balance something and everything else as far as the godly principles are all out of whack, okay? And so then the other thing is this. You have to be able to organize your time with practical tools. Calendars. I mean, we got so many practical tools on these smartphones. It's ridiculous, right? But you can't just allow the phone to be smart. You got to be smart too, because guess who has to manage the smartphone? As smart as it is not smart enough to work it out by itself. You have to be willing to put in the time. So there are alarms that I set throughout the day. If I have a schedule for appointment here, appointment there, I can't just say, oh, I forgot. You know, that can't be a part of, you know, my daily routine, and I'm constantly forgetting. Okay, so now I, Holy Spirit, give me strategies so I can manage my time. Okay, so for me, I look at my calendar. What's scheduled on my day today? Okay, I'm going to set an alarm to remind, because I have so many things on my plate, all things that God gave me, and I'm going to manage it well. So I'm looking to God. God, you show me. Okay, and so by that, I'm setting a time. I'll be ready for this appointment, because I'm setting myself to say, okay, shut it down at this time, because now I got to transition, because I have a responsibility for this appointment. Those are all practical things, but many times we will get stumped by the same things over and over again. Why? Because we're expecting Holy Ghost to take over and do all this for us. No, we have a brain, we have intellect, we have a soul, we have a spirit, and we can depend on the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us and direct us. He will help us, but he's not going to do it for us, right? And so we have to become organizers of our calendars, our schedules, all of that, right? And then you have to find out what it takes to be focused on your assignment, okay? Focus on your assignment. Simple things like, okay, if you're going to be doing something on an assignment or something, then that means you can't be in the midst of something that's going to divide your attention. You can't watch TV at the same time that you're trying to accomplish this, right? You sometimes you have to lock your door if you're at the house, in your office, because, or put a do not disturb sign on that door that's letting people know, I cannot be disturbed because I am focused in on my assignment. That's you taking control and you managing balance in your life, right? You got to learn how to be a delegator. You got to learn how to set boundaries, right? And I know I'm putting out a whole lot there. And these are all principles. And these principles can only be effective if you're willing to recognize, I'm going to have to work this, right? If you're already in your mind thinking, I can't do this. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at this. I can't do that. I can't do that. I've never done this. I always fail at that. Then guess what? You're already defeated. You'll never live a balanced life. But once you get the mindset, and that's what I'm trying to give to you, because I can tell you, did this practical thing, I did that practical thing, and you can try to do it, but except you have the basis of the spiritual truths that I have trained myself, and you've seen others train themselves on a daily basis, you will never be able to be successful in learning how to balance life. Okay? All so good, right? I have so much more to share with you. We're going to be spending this month, and we're going to be dialoguing with others as well. And we're going to break this thing down so you can get it, right? Because why do we need balanced lives? Because our lives are not our own. We want to balance what God has given us, right? What he's given us on our plate, so that we can be available for his will and way in our lives. And then you can live a stress-free life, so you can enjoy life, so you can be happy about being in your home, and so that you can enjoy your marriage, so you can enjoy your children. You know, I know that we go through challenges in life and all of those things. That's a part of life, trials, tribulation, persecution. Add that all to the mix of life. It's a part of life, but God has given us everything that we need. And if we're willing to tap into those things, and not just as a quick fix, if we're willing to allow the godly principles, the word of God that I've shared with you, become a part of our lives on a daily basis, that means you're going to have to meditate on it. You have to renew your mind with it. You're going to have to determine every day that what you speak out of your mouth is aligned with these spiritual truths. It's aligned with the truth of God's word. It's aligned with how you want to do life. And I believe that in 2025, that we're going to be balancing our lives for the glory of God. I know this has been a blessing to you, and I want you to share this message with others. Also, you already know, if you like the message, I know it's good to you, check it so that it can be more far-reaching to others. And if you haven't already subscribed to Changing Lives, what are you waiting for? You are missing out on some good content. And so I encourage you to subscribe so you will always be in the know whenever Changing Lives drops a message. I look forward to seeing you next time. God bless you.